Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, in the spirit of talking about agricultural exports, which was the theme of our previous segment, I would like us this week to dive deep into one commodity, maize, and focus on the 2023-24 marketing year, which ended in April this year. We are now in the 2024-25 marketing year. Now, a quick reminder, when I talk about 2023-24 marketing year, that is a marketing year that corresponds with the 2022-23 production season, which means that this is a crop that was harvested mid-year in 2023, marketed throughout 2023 into April this year, which is why we call it 2023-24 marketing year. Now, in that particular marketing year or production year, South Africa had an excellent maize crop. Our maize harvest was at 16.4 million tons. And if you take that against our annual consumption for maize, which is about 12 million tons, you get a sense of the size of the surplus that we had as a country. The large crop was on the back of favorable rainfall that boosted the yields, because if you were to look at the area plantings, they were roughly in line with the long-term averages. So the good rainfall that we associated with La Nina are the ones that primarily boosted the yields, which is why we ended up having the good crop that we had in the 2022-23 production season. Now, this ample harvest ensured that as South Africa, we remain a net exporter of maize. And we, even if you step back and you look at South Africa across against some of the players in the world, the major players in the maize industry across the world, we pretty much sit in good footing, because South Africa is the world's ninth largest maize exporter. Other countries that are just ahead of us is the US, Brazil, Argentina, Ukraine, Romania, France, Paraguay, Poland. Those are the countries that I see more often ahead of us. And then it will be South Africa and a whole bunch of other countries after that. Now, if you were to look at the data that came out from the South African Grain Information Services, which we call SAGES, and you ask the question of saying, okay, in the 2023-24 production season, which was an excellent year, and you had 16.4 million tons of maize, how much did South Africa actually export to the world? And in that marketing year, which ended in April this year, having started in May last year, we exported about 3.4 million tons of maize. Of course, this is down 6% compared to the previous year, but it's still really on the upper side of, if you were to look historically, at the maize exports of South Africa. About 63% of this maize was yellow maize, which is something that we export for animal feed. And about 37% of these exports were white maize, which is exported for food. In the past, you would see countries like South Korea, Japan, Taiwan as the leading markets for South Africa's maize exports. But in the 2023-24 marketing year, which ended in April this year, Zimbabwe took a lion's share of our maize exports, taking up about 18% of the 3.4 million tons of maize export. Now, the surge in Zimbabwe comes after they've had a modest harvest and they needed some maize to actually boost their domestic supply. The other aspect about Zimbabwe is that in the past, they would use genetically modified maize restrictions to ensure that South Africa does not participate aggressively in their markets. These have since been taken away as a barrier, and Zimbabwe does import genetically modified maize. And I'm mentioning this because South Africa, 80% of the maize production is genetically modified. It's good for our consumption and on the health-wise, there's a whole bunch of work that has been done on that. I know many people have all kinds of theories in some countries, but we're also not alone on that. If you think about Brazil, Argentina, the US, and all of the major players that I've mentioned, they also produce somewhat similar varieties of seeds as us in South Africa. Now, Zimbabwe is open for these exports, which is why you saw that them taking a larger share of the South African maize, in addition to the fact that they've had their own difficulties. Other countries within the African continent, which also bought quite sizable maize in South Africa, was Botswana. 9% of our exports of maize in volume went to Botswana. Mozambique also featured. 6% of our total maize exports went to Mozambique. Now, if you had to look outside then of that region, we saw South Korea still remaining an important market. 14% of our maize exports went there. Japan, 13% of South Africa's maize exports went there. And of course, Taiwan, it was also 13%. So still important markets. But within that Asian markets, you still have countries like Vietnam, which also take decent volume of maize exports out of South Africa. So that's, in rough terms, the composition of some of the key markets that we saw playing an important role in South Africa in the 2023-24 marketing year that ended in April. Now, while this export season was a success, towards the end of it, we saw that certain companies in the coastal regions of South Africa, as maize prices increase across the country, and of course in the world, we've seen maize remaining somewhat affordable, but in South Africa, maize prices have increased over the past few months. The reason maize prices have increased in South Africa is because we are this year affected by the midsummer drought of an El Nino. In the previous segments of this podcast, one can click on it and look. There are a range of podcasts where we have discussed the impact of this drought. But in brief, it significantly affected negatively our maize in February and in March to an extent that now in the current production year, South Africa's maize harvest is expected to fall by 19% to about 13.3 million tons. Even that, it's still a tentative forecast that is out there. Now, as a result of that and the reaction on prices, we saw the coastal regions of South Africa looking at importing maize, because if you consider the transport cost and the prices in South Africa, it became clear that for some, it may be cheaper to buy maize in Argentina or elsewhere, which is why we saw just over 30,000 tons of maize imports coming into South Africa, which was the first time in 5 years because we haven't imported any maize. But be that as it may, we remain the net exporter. There will be a few imports that will come for the coastal regions of the Eastern Cape or Western Cape. But on balance, even if the 13.3 million tons of maize materializes, that still puts South Africa on a net exporting position. Although the volume we will have for exports this year will be lower than what we saw last year. So that's something that we are all worried about this time around. Of course, the Crop Estimate Committee this month of May will release an update of the production estimate. And on that, there are still also lingering concerns, because at the start of April this year, there were also widespread rainfall in South Africa after 2 months of excessive dryness. The question remains as to whether those had negatively impacted the crop or not. The data that we had was mildly updated from a previous month, giving us that 13.3 million tons, but others still fear that it could be revised down, which is why I was saying this 13.3 million tons of maize production in South Africa is tentative. So this is something that we have to watch at the end of this month on what the Crop Estimate Committee will say about that. The other issue, though, for the 2024-25 marketing year, because we're starting now a new marketing year in May this year, 2024, it will end in April 2025, so 2024-25 marketing year, is that the demand for maize in Southern Africa region is going to be high, because Zambia lost half of their maize, Zimbabwe half of their maize, maize losses also in Malawi, and this is a point that is associated to these crop failures because of dryness or El Nino-induced drier weather conditions. So this is the issue. And these countries will need to import more maize, and South Africa may not be able to assist them. Because as best as we can tell, South Africa may be able to export just over a million tons of maize. And if Zimbabwe needs half, they need a million tons for themselves. Zambia, somewhat similar numbers. So the only thing really that we are looking at is to say, hopefully, many people did place their orders to Mexico, the U.S., to plant for them as they recently started their planting season. And in fact, in the U.S. and even there in Mexico, maize planting is still underway at the moment. If people made deals with the farmers and the traders there to plant for them on contract, then they could be able to have volumes, and this could somewhat cushion the needs that we anticipate. Things seem to be quite modest right now, and not a lot of talk about shortages, because people may still be benefiting from a little crop that they are harvesting this year. But I think the crunch time will start somewhere around about September, going into the end of the marketing year, which is April, in as far as the supplies will be constrained in the region. That's in the 2024-25 marketing year. So unlike the previous marketing years, where South Africa has seen robust volumes of exports, this time around, the exports may be muted. But another important thing is that regardless of what the conditions look like, the Department of Agriculture will not be intervening into the market, allow the market to function properly. There will not be stoppages or barriers to exports in South Africa or anything like that. The department has assured the policy continuity. So what you typically see in Zambia and the other countries where the government stop exports, that's not something that you will see in South Africa. All we will do is to monitor, of course, the exports and the import activity, watching the data closely. And SAGIS, the South African Grain Information Services, will be releasing that data, as they typically do, on a weekly basis about what the imports and exports activity monthly, updating the supply and demand of grains in South Africa. So those are things we'll be, we should be watching. And of course, in this podcast, we will report about some of that, record and release some stuff about how we are seeing the marketing year continuing. But folks, I thought this week it may be useful to take a step back, take a breather, and say, okay, in all of the agricultural trade discussions that we've been having, let's pick this staple grain of South Africa and zoom in and have a discussion about that, which is why we spent the past few minutes discussing maize. And with that, folks, let me stop there. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. I work for the Agricultural Business Chamber, and you can find me on socials, Wandile Sihlobo, across all socials, and read some of our work. The link for my blog is in the description of this podcast, or you go to our organization's website, www.agbiz.co.za. That's the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. And also follow our podcast at Mkokeli Podcast on X or Twitter. Check it out there. And thank you so very much for listening.